Hi everyone, welcome back to the newest episode of my podcast. I'm so excited to be back today. I haven't been back on this podcast for such a long time because of the stress I was under. Talk about reasons why I am single. And I think the reasons are quite obvious if you ask me, but it's almost Valentine's Day and I would like to reflect on myself. It's not like I'm really desperate for a relationship at all, because I just think that it's not the time for one. But I'm here, right now, to reflect on myself. So the first reason why I think I'm single is because I'm just not physically attractive. If you look at my Instagram, my photos are weird. I don't look good at all. And some men or some boys say that, I don't care about your appearance at all. They're lying. I'm sure that a lot of dudes, at least the dudes I know, they care about how their spouse or their significant other looks. I think they do care. I think they're just kind of lying. So I'm not physically attractive, and my body shape, I know I talk about fat shaming a lot, but I'm just really insecure about my own body and my own physical appearance. And I think that's a problem, because I'm just gonna say it, I'm ugly and fat. And because men are they look at visuals a lot. So I'm not here to stereotype any people out there, but that's just how I feel. At least that's how society shapes people. And I just feel I'm not good enough. Which brings me to the next thing. Even though men say that, personality is more important, the thing is, I don't have a great personality neither. I'm just really talkative and really annoying and overly sensitive, and I am very loud. I'm just loud. So I don't think dudes want people, want a girlfriend who's loud, wordy, talkative, sensitive and everything. Yeah, I'm ugly and I have a bad personality, so that really says something. I don't know how people used to date me. I feel sorry for them, bro. Girl, if you're my boyfriend or girlfriend, you're gonna have to deal with my shit, because my shit is wow, I have loads of shit. And girl, I don't think anyone can handle me. Even my friends think I'm annoying. So I really don't see a reason why men don't think that I'm annoying. So yes, I'm annoying and I admit that. Also, I have a really competitive nature. I'm just a really competitive and aggressive person. So if you are in the same English class with me, you would know how aggressive I am during debates. My tone is just passive aggressive. And I can start arguments and debates on stupid topics for no reason. So I remember I dated this guy and we were arguing about if art is good in the middle of the night. We argued and debated for more than an hour. And it just shows how competitive, aggressive, and stupid I am. I just start random debates out of nowhere. I love talking, and hence this podcast. If I don't like talking, then why did I start this podcast, you know? However, I'm just really competitive. I can just argue with you and talk shit and be mean to you out of nowhere because I just feel competitive and I feel like it. That's not good. But it's me. I'm just really passive aggressive, and I'm trying to change that. But whenever something just triggers my passive aggressiveness, it just makes me passive aggressive, if you may. So yeah, I'm a passive aggressive creature, and nothing is going to stop that. I'm really picky, because I pick food really precisely, I'm just like precise and know what I'm craving for, which I think is bad because I have really high standards to what I eat. Well, not really, but like I just like pick what I eat. I'm like really picky. It's not like a good thing, because it's not like picky in a good way, but it's picky in a bad way. Even though I have a clear mind or I make good decisions on what to eat, I'm really picky in terms of like what is on my food. I hate a lot of food. Like I hate spring onions. I hate Thai food. I don't particularly like Vietnamese, or I just don't like a lot of kinds of food, which is bad because all I like is unhealthy food, and that's bad. So my struggle with food might be a reason why I'm single. Being picky is not good. Food to me, you know, I just can't eat something that I don't like. Another reason why is because I'm lazy. I'm just like so lazy. I love sleeping. If you know me, I can sleep for like 16 hours straight without waking up. Like, I'm that kind of lazy. I just don't want to do anything for most of the time. And I can be really lazy and just like sleep. So that's not good. And no one wants that. Like, no one wants a sleepy girlfriend. So imagine like you texting me and waiting for my reply. And 16 hours later, I reply you with, "Hi, I just slept." Like, girl, no one wants that. That's why I'm single. Like, I'm just like really lazy in nature. And yeah, like, girl, no thanks. Another reason why I'm probably single is because no one is... It's because there's just no guy that makes me feel attracted to right now. Like, right now, I just don't like anyone. Like, even if I like someone, it's not like I'm going to get in a relationship. But before you get into a relationship, you need to like someone. But no one's catching... I don't know why. Like, no one's just catching my eye. I wasn't single for Valentine's Day last year. This year, I'm single. Looking at people on the streets just like makes me want to cry, because I feel really lonely. But I feel like being single is also a good thing. Like, it's not the end of the world, but it's also kind of the end of my love life, because I'm just like so dry. My life is so dry and I want to cry. Oh my god. Anyway, yeah. I'm going to reflect on what I do. Because, number one, I'm embarrassing. Like, no one wants an embarrassing girlfriend. I need to try and fix my body in my face. Because I'm just, like, not attractive. And number three, I need to work on my personality. Like, even though I'm, like, a really bubbly and happy person, but sometimes I can be really passive-aggressive, which is not good. So, and number four, I need to widen my social circle. Since 2020 happened, my social circle has narrowed down. And that is not good. How many times have I said that is not good in this episode? Because that is really not good, and I don't like that. So I need to, you know, make some new friends this coming year and widen my, you know, make the diameter of my social circle a little bit longer. I'm gonna need to make some new friends, or like, you know, moisten up my life a little bit. Anyway, thank you for listening to me rant about why I'm single. Even though the reasons are so obvious, I just wanted to put it out there to like find someone who thinks that this is relatable. Which, by the way, I think all of you are beautiful. And I think all of you deserve the best in the world. So like, I wish y'all all the best in 2021. And fingers crossed, let's hope that coronavirus ends right now. And I'll see you guys next time, I guess. For next episode, I don't really know what I'm going to talk about. If you have any requests, feel free to DM me on Instagram or send a message through Anchor. It would be great if y'all can interact with my podcast a little bit more. And goodbye and have a nice day. Bye.